Hi, friend. I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. Oh, my goodness. We have a story today. Her story is heart-wrenching and powerful. Her name is Judy Henderson. She's the author of When the Light Finds Us, From a Life Sentenced to a Life Transformed, From Prison to Finding a New Purpose. For over three decades, Judy lived in prison. I can't even imagine. Sentenced to life for a crime that she did not commit, all the while raising children from prison. So I know you've got a lot of questions. I do too. We'll get to this. Judy, welcome.
Well, thank you, Melissa. It is such an honor to be on this show with you today. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Do you find hope today, even looking at what you've been through? Today, you feel like God has had a purpose and a plan, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. We never know why we go through the things we go through, but if you look hard enough, you'll find what the purpose is. And I was lucky enough and fortunate to be able to find that.
Okay, so how did you find yourself in prison? I know there's probably a long story, but can you help us to understand how you got there?
Yes, I'm going to try to condense it down. I was a battered woman to begin with, and so I was very ripe for a gentleman that came into my life after my divorce. And it didn't take but about 6 months or 9 months after my divorce that the murder happened that he committed. We went to trial. We both had the same attorney representing us, which was a serious conflict of interest. And he was seeing two other attorneys on the side, not unbeknownst to me. So whenever I was convicted, he fired that attorney and hired his other two attorneys and acquitted.
Wow.
And I went to prison.
Unbelievable. How do you stay focused? And I know your faith has everything to do with this, but in three decades, how do you handle that?
Well, to begin with, I want to be honest with you, Melissa. I was very angry at
sure.
God because I knew he had the power and
yes.
I had been a Christian. So I kind of backslid, which some of us do,
sure.
you know, but
yeah.
it pulls us back.
Amen.
So I was very bitter, very angry, and I had to have a heart-to-heart talk with him about the anger. It took me years of therapy to figure out why I didn't leave my abuser, why I got involved with this gentleman, and
yes.
why I was so blind to everything. And come to find out, I was addicted to love. Not drugs, not alcohol, but love.
A lot of women find themselves there. And so what do you say to those women?
You have to love yourself. That's what you have to do.
Yes.
You have to see yourself in the mirror and love who you see and know that God made you for a purpose. He
Amen.
Created you and you are a child of God and there is nothing wrong with you. Don't
yes.
let Satan deliver that message to you. So I started, you know, figuring that out, the therapy, and finally I went to a residence in Encounter Christ retreat, a three-day retreat put on for lifers. You know, that's where I just broke down,
Good.
Melissa, and I
yeah.
just started thanking God that he had me because there were so many times during this that I could have died during this process. A hitman was sent after us.
Wow. Judy, I know that you've been through this. What a horrible experience. But you found opportunity and through that to maybe
yes.
help other women that are incarcerated. You're now working with Catholic Charities to improve the rights
yes.
and conditions of incarcerated women. Give me a line how that is going.
That is going great. There was another lifer friend of mine that just got out that I'd been advocating for. She got out 7 years after I did on the same day,
wow.
December 20th, and that I'd been advocating for with the governor's office.
Yes.
So she is living a happy life, and
Amen.
That's one of the things that I do and working to help other women that are lifers to come home that should not be there.
Here's what we have to do. The book is called When the Light Finds Us, From a Life Sentenced
yes.
to a Life Transformed by Judy Henderson. And I have that on my Conversations link right now. And Judy, I just want to thank you for sharing your testimony and praying for God's blessings to restore what the enemy stole in Jesus' name. Thank you, friend.
Thank you, Melissa.
Everything you need to know is on my Conversations link. It's a star 883.com. Just click on Conversations.